USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FDA has approved the Pfizer vaccine, and a rollout of the vaccine is expected to happen within 24 hours. Dr. Nicole Sapphire says we owe a lot of credit to President Trump and Operation Warp Speed.
I don't think most people understand what an incredible scientific feat this has been. It is so multi-layered. Not only do we have a vaccine using novel technology for a disease that has been present less than a year and has a 95% efficacy, but thanks to Operation Warp Speed, is ready to be distributed and administered within 24 to 48 hours of receiving that FDA EUA.
That audio, courtesy of Fox and Friends, top congressional leaders appear to be at another standstill in the ongoing negotiations on another round of coronavirus relief. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Vitalant. COVID-19 cases are rising in the U.S., and so is the need for COVID plasma donations, also known as convalescent plasma. In fact, the need for this type of plasma is urgent. Vitalant, the nation's largest nonprofit independent blood services provider, says distributions to hospitals have grown over 400% since September. But unless more donations are given, there may not be enough for all COVID patients. Convalescent plasma is collected from those who have recovered from COVID-19. It contains antibodies that can be used to treat patients with an active, severe COVID-19 case to give them an extra boost to fight their illness. Cliff Newmark is Vitalant's Senior Vice President of Donor Services.
Even if someone has not been diagnosed with COVID-19, they can still help. When donors give blood or platelets, they're informed of their COVID-19 antibody status. And if positive, Vitalant produces convalescent plasma from the donation. These donors can then give a convalescent plasma donation in the future.
For more, visit Vitalant.org or AABB.org if outside of Vitalant service area.
As of Monday, in New York City, takeout orders and outdoor dining will only be allowed in the city due to the fact that COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations continue to climb in the city and throughout the state of New York. Dave Portnoy is the founder of Barstool Sports. He took to Twitter and says all these lockdowns are hurting small businesses.
I can't believe in this country what I consider the most basic right of them all, the right to earn a living, the right to earn a livelihood, is now being stolen. Basic freedoms they are stealing. And I'm not overstating it. They are stealing it. And they're saying they protect us. Let us protect ourselves.
SpaceX will try again Sunday to launch a satellite into space. Liftoff was set for Friday, but it was scrubbed at the last minute with 30 seconds to go on the clock. SpaceX has not given an official launch window for the next attempt. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Louisiana truck driver who severely abused his two-year-old daughter for weeks in 2002, then killed her by slamming her head repeatedly against a truck's window and dashboard, was put to death Friday night in the second federal execution carried out this week. Alfred Burgos was pronounced dead at 8:21 Eastern Time at a federal prison in Terre Haute, Indiana. A federal execution was also carried out Thursday night. As shopping continues during the pandemic, hospital executives are imploring people to shop online.
Make the switch to doing your retail shopping by home delivery or by curbside pickup. Every trip that you take outside of your bubble at home is a risk.
Medical Director Dr. Michael Hirsch with Boston Children's Hospital speaking there on ABC's Good Morning America. If you are heading to the malls, many of them are operating at reduced capacity and masks are mandatory as well. If you do choose to head out to do some shopping at the malls, Dr. John Brownstein is an epidemiologist with Boston Children's Hospital. He reminds everyone,
waiting in a line in close proximity to someone else could be problematic. A long engagement with someone who's checking you out is also problematic. So potentially self-checkout would reduce the amount of contact you would have with the person.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.